I'll wrap up and give you my thoughts on each show. I know I've done an episode or a vlog on a lot of them, but I just kind of want to summarize. I wanted to go through, now that I've had time to decompress and digest and reflect back, you know, it's been a couple of weeks, not too long. I'm still in the reverse diet and I'll give you some comments on that. But I want to address each show, give you my personal thoughts. Remember, this is my own opinion, so it's not necessarily right or wrong. It's just my thoughts, my opinions on the shows, my experiences. Again, this is a vlog, so if you're here, this is me giving my thoughts, and hopefully you can learn from it. If you don't agree with it, you don't have to be here. You don't have to watch the videos. Giving you some takeaways, and then sharing with you some future goals, which are very exciting. There's definitely going to be some change of directions, and just acknowledging a lot of you who have helped me to date. But again, as ever, this channel is all about providing some knowledge, some experience, some guidance, some help, some inspiration, at the very least some knowledge, and then if it's entertaining to you, then great. And there's going to be, again, I've said this before, some changes, there's always changes, but there are some very exciting ones, especially if you like the YouTube platform as well. So even if it's only 3 of you watching right now, or 300 of you watching, or eventually, hopefully in the future, 3 million, then thanks for being around. Thanks for sticking around. And stick around to the end, because if you do, I'm going to be sharing some insights. So without further ado, let's unpack. And I've got some of the medals here as well, so I can kind of identify each show and unpack them as we go. So I guess the first one, right, and the first thing is, I can't really be mad about the outcome of the season. The goal was to get a first place. The stretch goal was to get recognized as a pro. Now, surplus to requirements, in my opinion, to be recognized as a pro, it's more about the way you conduct yourself, not just on the stage, but the rest of the year, right? It's how you articulate, you know, your own knowledge. It's how you treat other people. It's how you help and assist and provide that care for your clients. And even as an athlete, just how you conduct yourself overall. And I know people who are not recognized as pros, who I consider pros. So it is surplus to requirements. It is a title. But look, nonetheless, it's a great goal. I am disappointed I at least didn't get a first place. Although, as I've addressed before, I do think I was worthy of a first place in some of the shows, but it is a very subjective sport, physique sports, so it can go either way. So the first show, ICN, as I referred to on the vlog where we did a little bit of mini wrap-up at the time, look, this was a show that I wanted to do. So in total, we did 5 shows across 4 federations. The goal was to only do 3. The reason I ended up doing more shows was because I did get a little derailed by some of the coaches that I invested some time into, which I take ownership for. There's no bad blood. I've learned a lot from it. And honestly, it's been an invaluable experience. So I wanted to do a few more to get the opportunity. I thought, well, why I'm here in this position, shredded, without pushing myself, you know, beyond too far in terms of a point where it just wouldn't be viable or even worth getting up on stage. I wanted to get that experience and run, I guess, some data with my girlfriend, Crystal, who is a comp rep coach, Athena Physiques, and just kind of prove that it was a lot more simpler than I thought, and just run it the way I wanted to run it, the way I would have ran it if I had not, I guess, had this outside information, which kind of took me off track a little bit, to confirm my own beliefs, if you will. So ICM, we turned up. We were there a bit late, which, again, was my fault. The show usually runs behind, but for some reason, I just miscalculated. Regardless, I should have been there earlier. So it was a bit of a rush with 10 and whatnot. And I had a client on that evening, which I always prioritize. And I've not obviously had a client there in the past at a show that I've done. I've only competed once before in 2018, which there is videos on if you want to go back and have a look at that. So we got there. Everything was a bit of a rush. The food protocols that I got, there was nothing necessarily bad about them, but it was probably not as specific as I needed. I wasn't getting the information and the care factor or the precision from this current coach that I would have expected that I would give to my clients. Because if you're going into a show, especially, you know, and you want to do very well, you really want to know what you're doing, when you're doing it. You want specifics, right? You want to be measurable, accurate, especially in the early days. yes, you can have a little bit more flexibility as you get more experience, but you know, this is a precise sport. You want a precise look. You want to know exactly what you're doing and the whys and the hows and the whats. So there wasn't really that there, and there wasn't, because my coach was overseas, there wasn't really the communication either. So there was a bit of guesswork in terms of what he wanted me to do versus what I would have probably done had the reins been left to me. And lo and behold, we didn't get enough food and we weren't digested. We weren't conditioned enough anyway. We should have not been adding the food in the composition that we did, i.e. there was probably too much fat, as well as total calories leading up to that show a couple of weeks before. But about two to three weeks beforehand, we were on a really good trajectory. And we, you know, in hindsight's a great thing. We should have kept going to get that conditioning, and we probably should have been more aggressive at the start. So there were sort of two high days that we had as refeeds the whole time leading into the first show. And we were losing, but not losing fast enough. So we should have been more aggressive early on. And then we should, again, in hindsight, and we would have been conditioned earlier, so we could have started reversing earlier, but we didn't. So therefore, the conditioning wasn't there. The philosophy or the thought process from him was, yes, we want to look more full, but there's no point in looking full if you're not conditioned. It is that simple, especially in the natural leagues. You want to be absolutely shredded out of your mind, because although size can be a factor, depending on who turns up genetically, it's going to be a fight between who's the most conditioned, and that's really it, which is somewhat sad because it should be all things considered. Anywho, so we turned up at ICM and they were ahead of time for once, which again, it's not a dig, but they usually run behind. And, you know, there's a lot of people there that I want to say hello to. So I was trying to get my tan. We were just not organized enough. We didn't have enough time. Big shout out to the tanning girls who got me on stage. I'd not really digested my food because I was trying to get everything in on time. So I wasn't really in a great mindset or physiological place in terms of digesting my food and the look. And I started to get a little bit stressed. But I said to myself, hey, look, I could feel the day slipping. And I just thought, make the best of it. Just make the best of this day. And you can just, you've got to make it. Whatever you can do with it, you do with it. And whatever the outcome is. I already knew I wasn't where I wanted to be conditioning wise. I spoke to Crystal, my girlfriend, the night before about it. I wasn't happy, but it was too late by that point. So I thought, let's just do what we can do. And either way, the learnings that I've got from this current coach, I can say, hey, this was not satisfactory. This conditioning was not enough. So anyway, lo and behold, we stepped on stage. My categories were all back to back. I was dehydrated. I was fatigued. I was underprepared. I wasn't conditioned. And, you know, the whole time I felt like I was digesting food, and I just made the best of it. But you'll see on stage, I'm not showing that. I'm just being there. I placed second and third in all my categories. Arguably, I could have won one of them, but I wasn't as undeniable as I wanted to be. And even then, if I'd got through, I wouldn't have been able to hold a candle to what I considered to be the standard for conditioning. And that was a gentleman called Z, who took out all the shows that year, as well as many others. And congratulations to him, because he was an inspiration, phenomenal conditioning. That's really where we needed to be. However, that didn't happen. So anyway, it was enough confirmation from the other communications I'd had with this coach to say, hey, look, I think, you know, we're going to part ways after this show, because this is not really, I don't really know at this point what I'm paying for. And it doesn't seem like you really care. And that's kind of what the impression I got. And after the show, when I sort of said that, he was like, yeah, cool. It was just very all casual. I was like, okay, cool. Awesome. So that confirmed my beliefs there. But again, super grateful. I learned a lot. It's all valuable experience. My client went on to win one of his categories and place second in another. It was his first time on stage, and he was in a lot better condition. He was shredded, as he should be. He was in condition. He was prepared. Everything was laid out on time. So I switched that attention to him, and it was awesome. It was kind of a bit of a bittersweet day, and it was a way for me to pour that frustration and the energy into my clients and deliver the service that I believe should be delivered, and bring a condition that I believe should be a standard on that stage. It was my last time competing with ICN. I knew it would have been my last time competing with ICN. Reason being, in my opinion, there's just a lot of politics. There's too much politics. Again, this is my opinion. There's too many categories. It's too disorganized. From the way they pose the shows, the way they run the shows, the amount of people behind it is really a circus. And again, no disrespect, but it's not my cup of tea. So it's a shame that the natural shows, in my opinion, are more poorly judged, more poorly ran than the, and there's more politics than the unnatural shows. And, you know, as a natural athlete up to this point, it's a real shame. And again, it comes down to money. It comes down to who's sponsoring the show, what athletes or what coaches are putting money into the shows. I'm not going to go into details. I'm not going to name names, but this is my observation, and this is the truth of the matter. And I'll always be transparent about this. And people have got eyes. People who are listening, if you coach as athletes, you'll have your own experiences and have your own opinions. And again, this is just mine. So, you know, it would have been nice to finish on a high with that, but I thought, I'll do ICM one more time. I'd already had past experience with 2018, and that kind of already pointed to that direction that I'd probably not want to continue on with this federation because of those things. Although I've met some amazing people in that federation, I'm not saying, you know, it's bad, it's terrible, there's some amazing people, but it's just not for me. It does not align with my beliefs and my values, and I don't like the experience, and I wouldn't want that for my clients either. So nonetheless, second and third in that one. Then we moved on to the IFBB. And in between the show, me and Crystal took the reins. We did what we knew we needed to do. And we had about a week or so. I think we had about a week. So we didn't have a long time. So we had to pull it back. We tried to get as much conditioning as we could by digging deep over the next couple of days and then trying to do a very slow sort of a linear load into the show. So basically just bringing carbohydrates up and after a digging phase to try and sort of get a little bit more conditioning after the show because we were behind. So this is not ideal. This is not where you want to be. And we did, and we brought the best package, and we kept it really, really simple with foods. We kept it really simple with the macro ratios. We used the formulas, and it was simple. And we brought our best look, and I think the best look that we had all competition. And at this point, my body was starting to kick back harder than normal, right? And then at this point, I think, is where I lost the best look. This, between this point and about 2 weeks before the first show. And this is where you've got to get your timing right. And this is why it's better to be aggressive early on. So you let when you do the brunt of the fat loss when your body is in a good place hormonally. So you're aggressive early, and then later on, if you need to dig, you've got time to dig. You've got time to have refeeds and diet breaks. So I actually dieted for 8 months in total. We worked out, and that was just way too long. So second show, we looked the best we ever did. IFBB, phenomenal. Loved it. Always wanted to compete on the IFBB stage, even as a natural. I knew I'd be at a disadvantage, but I was not there to try and prove anything as a natural. I was there for myself. I wanted to compete on the IFBB stage because of the prestige and because of the presentation. I wanted to do a routine. I'd always wanted to compete in classic physique. So we did classic and bodybuilding. We placed third in true novice for classic physique and second in my weight class for bodybuilding. And I can't argue with that. But what I was really impressed with was from the online platforms to signing up, to the check-ins, to the posing workshops, to the presentation on stage, everything was so much more professional. And it was such a better experience. It just felt like you were on a more professional stage. There was more prestige, there was a higher standard. And I really loved that. The backstage, there was a lot less people. They don't allow everyone in there. You know, your coach, you allowed one person additionally backstage for every athlete. And you can't go to the pump-up area where the athletes are. They have a lot more people assisting. They're a lot more to the point. They're still professional, but they do not tolerate bullshit. And that's how it should be at a show. There should be that level of care and compassion and respect for the competitors, for the athletes, for the spectators, to put on a good show to ensure that everyone gets the best opportunity. So it was an absolute pleasure. And I'm getting goose pimples now because I met some just fucking amazing people at every show, but I met some really, really awesome physiques and fellow athletes at IFBB, and it was just amazing to kind of like do my debut on that stage, and to looking back on my photos, you know, not looking too out of place for someone who is a smaller person and a natural athlete. So that was amazing. We got great experience. At this point, I'd reached out to another coach I'd had on my podcast to get some advice. And I literally just wanted advice. But he's like, hey, man, do you want me to kind of like help you with your last prep? And based on the information in his results today, I was like, you know what, let's do it. And then to my surprise, he did some really illogical things in my mind. So we basically went on almost keto, and I said to him, look, here's all the data, here's all the information. I don't think we should be doing this. One, because I know personally I don't respond that well to it, but also, so it was like some Lamborghini going past. Sounds amazing. Anyway, distractions. But also changing a lot of my food types. And usually one of the things that we know in comp prep is don't change your food groups later on drastically if you're not being used to them. And certainly don't change anything drastically in terms of the mechanistic side of things. So I know that I respond to, if we're going to drop calories, let's just mainly drop them from, you know, our fats and carbs, keep them relative because we need carbohydrates to stimulate training performance, to preserve muscle. And I literally just turned into a zombie, and I got glimpses of 2018 where I got hammered, where I got pushed way too far. But again, it was great, great learning. And I made a lot of mistakes in terms of food choices, not keeping it simple enough and whatnot. And I was like, fuck, hang on. This is zombie mode. But there's zombie mode, and then there's going too far with zombie mode, where you're pissing every 5 minutes, where, you know, you can't even think, where you can't even train. I couldn't even pose. I was that tired. I couldn't even fucking flex my muscles. And I said, look, Cliff, you know, to this individual, Cliff, I said, this is too far. You know, I feel like I'm going backwards. I can't sustain this. Like, I'll, you know, can we make an adjustment? And he's like, okay, well, you know, we can either increase fats a little bit. And I'm like, well, I don't think that really is going to work. I said, look, and I personally believe on this ratio of fats, having this higher fat, I'm not going to lose fat. And I was doing, you know, the steps and whatnot, and everything was tracked to the degree, but the meals were so, even though they were simple, I was on like 7 a day, and it was like olive oil and chicken breast and just broccoli, and I wasn't pooing, and I was actually going backwards with all my health markers, like energy, going to the toilet, hormones, ability to train, focus. I was really, really struggling. And sure enough, you know, we weren't losing body fat. We were doing skin folds the whole time. We were tracking everything. A lot of the questions I was asking, the measurements were very ambiguous. We were going to cups, even though I used mils and grams for everything, and like teaspoons. And it just caused me a lot more stress and a lot more time. And then to top it all off, we attempted to do a rapid backload on foods that contain way too much fiber, that unsaddle the stomach, and some weird combinations. And again, it's laughable, because I would expect from someone of this level of knowledge that produces this level of results, and it might work for some athletes, but I honestly think, how good could those athletes look with a more rational and a more effective approach based on what we know? And again, this is not my knowledge, this is just science, right? Don't fill your stomach up with lots of fiber, although yes, we need potassium, but that is going to coexist with the foods that we've already got that week. And do things like putting, you know, like 18 scoops of Powerade, but they were spaced out from, I was meant to get up at 4 a.m., go to bed at midnight, and have like 14 meals that day. And it combinated from raisins to Powerade to potatoes with olive oil, Cheerios, steak, chicken. It was just, I'll say it for what it is, stupid. And sure enough, I looked shit the next day, had gut issues, and I looked the shittest I ever did. And so when we woke up that day, we're like, fuck, this is not good. I spoke to the coach. Okay, this has not happened before. How has this not happened before when you do something this ridiculous? Of course it was going to happen. But I was like, and you might say, well, why did you do it, Alex? Because if I didn't do it to the T, then I couldn't say that it didn't work, because maybe there was some magic in all of this and it was going to work. Everything was pointing to that it didn't. So it was kind of like, I didn't sacrifice a show, but it put me in a very difficult position for this next IFBB show. So that morning, you know, we spoke to Cliff, we thought, yeah, he's like, oh, well, we've got to back off the food, you know, we'll just do the water. And we were speaking to him. And again, we were trying to communicate where possible. He was overseas and we thought, fuck, we've got to take the handle on this again and recover, because at this point, it is embarrassing. I was already embarrassed at the ICN show. The IFBB, we cleaned up. And then we were going to the Nationals, which was higher competition. And I remember stood in the room with all the guys tanning. And, you know, I knew I was natural, so I was at a disadvantage. But, you know, that's not an excuse. I'm not going to sit there and complain. I'm there by my own choice. And I'd also made the choice to follow these protocols. And I was like, shit, fuck. I was inspired. And I was also just fucking demoralized, because I knew, at least as a natural, the conditioning I could have brought, and I knew I was going to get absolutely fucking slaughtered that day. So what did we do? We basically just drank water. We had minimal food and we kept moving. I was in the sun. So I was trying to metabolize all the carbohydrates left in my body, try and get everything moving through, keeping water very, very minimal, and trying to pretty much dehydrate, because we were spilled over from all the carbs and the body was upset from all of the extra sodium and the fiber the day before. And although I got absolutely pasted in classic physique, because by that point the body had not pulled in, it was pulling in better by the minute. We were getting better and better and better. And then, so I was basically doing a workout the whole day. I was just constantly pumping up, standing in the sun, moving around to try and titrate and get all these nutrients through the body. And then by the time we got into bodybuilding, we actually looked something like, and we placed second again. and Jake, congratulations, who won. But this time it was a bigger class, so that was awesome. And it was like, wow, that was, through all of the bullshit, we still managed to do that and bring it back. So we're like, hey, same thing. I'm like, look, man, I don't think this is a good match. Like, thank you, but no thank you. And it was like, man, I should have just followed my approach the whole time, or what I would do. And again, I say what I would do. It just fucking simple shit, the science. Have a calorie deficit that's effective without being drastic, with keeping the protein consistent, keeping the fat as, you know, minimal, but we need a minimum amount, which at this point for us was about 30 grams. And then carbohydrates we're going to use, and we're going to adjust accordingly depending on the deficit we need to create. And again, not having too many steps, so we're not overexerting ourselves, so we can put most of that energy into training performance to preserve muscle. So we took over, we did all the maths, and we're like, right, I'm going to do an extra show, WMBF. So World Natural Bodybuilding Federation, Natural Federation, right? And I was like, right, we'll do this show, and then we've got still WBFF at the end, which, you know, let's do what we can. So we went back into a deficit, but this time with better ratios. We went back to all the foods that I was used to, didn't cut out and avoid anything that I'd not been eating. So, you know, mostly whole foods and whatnot. Meanwhile, my client is absolutely shredded out of his mind, still eating ice cream, but again, mostly whole foods, keeping it simple, feeling fine at this point, not even like really struggling at all, which again, I'm like, fuck, this is where I could be. So that was a little bit frustrating, but again, it also confirmed to me that, okay, well, good that my client's doing better than me, and that, you know, at least I'm a decent coach. It's the better way around to have it, right, than the other way. So we diet, we get leaner again, we, you know, put all the nutrients back in the body in the right ratios, and we bring training performance back up, and I start to feel somewhat human again. And I can tell my body is, although we're getting leaner, it's done. Like, it's done at this point. It's been pushed too hard, and we're like, let's finish it off. We've got to do this. So we went into the WMBF show, awesome experience doing the polygraph test, this, that, and the other. I don't want to be politically incorrect here, so I'm going to keep it vague, but that show was based around, it was very clear, it was based around a certain demographic that flew out, and they were looking for a very specific look. And it seemed that, again, the people who were flying out, spending the money, were getting the placings where, you know, say at IFBB, it was more about everything. It was muscularity, conditioning, symmetry. And there's always politics at shows. You can always say, ah, well, this person should have won a two-day gig. But anyway, it was what it was. I thought at this show, at least, you know, we've brought the best package. Once again, I did, I think it was novice and opens, men's bodybuilding. I believe, again, I could have won at least one of my categories, but I didn't. I wasn't undeniable enough. And I wasn't undeniable enough based on the derailment. My body just wasn't there, so we were doing the best we could. But once again, amazing experience, met some amazing people. Congratulations to Eric Helms, who got his pro card, etc. And I know he'd been fighting for that for a long, long, long time. And it was great to finally meet him, and in a shredded condition and on stage as well. So that was cool. There was a lot of awesome little like mini goals or like mini experiences along the way. But again, once again, maybe in my opinion, some politics involved, which I will not go into because I don't need to. But subjectively, I think, you know what, maybe there was a second place or maybe there was a first place in one of those categories. But again, I always say people have got eyes, you be the judge. Had I been undeniable with my conditioning, with my presentation, with everything, I think it would have been an easy win. I say an easy win in terms of like, fuck, it's hard to get to that point. But I think it would have been, okay, yes, that's Alex ticks all the boxes. But looking back, to be fair, I just wasn't. I did, although in parts and on poses and conditioning, I could say, yes, I did. There was parts that it wasn't quite there, and you could argue that it went the other way. So again, congratulations to the competitors. And it was great experience. It was great experience. So then we had the WBFF, which is now FMG. It's changed over. And I was like, fuck, this is going to be awesome. This is me. I'm a showman. So I started reversing out at this point. I'm like, now I'm gonna add carbohydrates back in. I kept my fat low, I kept my protein the same, protein and fat was pretty much the same, and I just added carbs and I looked better and better and better and better every day. And I was like, fuck, this is what we should have been doing had we got lean for the first show. But again, all good experience. And again, that show was amazing. It was just, yeah. Again, met some amazing people along the way. There was one little experience that spoiled it, but again, a little bit of politics, which is being dealt with. Just someone who was just a, yeah, it's always, most people you meet at the shows, they're great, but there's always, unfortunately, one or two that spoil it for the rest. Whether they're under the influence of other substances or for whatever reason, they're just mentally not happy. It's a shame, but for the most part, the community is good. And again, I met some amazing people, some amazing athletes, from the people who run the show all the way to the people tanning. And you know who you are, and thank you for being genuine. I always treat people with respect. And I think everyone should always give that opportunity, especially at a show. We have to realize what's going on. So that was a brilliant experience. I'd always wanted to compete on that stage as well. We looked the best. We bought the best package, I think we did. But the body was just, you could see, it was just, it lost its edge. It lost that fullness. And but overall, we did physique and we did fitness model and we managed to place. And we got the third place, which was amazing for the WBFF there. So, you know, second and third. In every show, the WBFF will be no more, so it was cool to kind of get the last WBFF. It's now gone into FMG for, again, more politics and things that's happened, which is probably a positive thing. And now to the future. And I know this has been a really, really long vlog, guys, and there's a lot, but I'm just kind of pacing my thoughts down. The biggest takeaways for me were to keep things simple, to follow the science and trust the process, to not prep too long or too short, to not follow any bullshit. There's no magic. And for me, it was to trust my own knowledge, because at this point, that much education, this much knowledge. It was like, it was time to apply it. It's, you know, you can learn. I thought I was doing the right thing with the coaches, and you should have coaches, but there's a time to have some gaps in between the coaching experience to apply the knowledge you've learned. And I think that's what I needed to do. So that is where I was. So future goals, look, ICN will be no more for me. WMBF, as much as it was great, will be no more for me. And the main reason why is because I've decided to become an enhanced athlete and use some assistance. It's something that I wasn't sure whether I'd ever do because of some of the downfalls of it. But to give some context, I've done a lot of thinking over the past 12 months. I've spoke to a lot of smart people I know and trust. And when people think enhanced, they probably think of, you know, the extreme. That's not what I'll be doing. I'll be keeping it very simple, using minimal effective doses, pharmaceutical grade substances. I'll be monitoring my health, and I'll be working closely with qualified clinicians to be able to ensure that I'm healthy. So I'm not going to turn into some sort of futuristic monster. I would like to put on anywhere from 3 to 5 kilos of lean mass. I want to look after my health. I want a family, you know, and I want to look a certain way. And the reason I do this is because I want to look a certain way the whole time. Now, could I get to that dream physique naturally? Look, I think the physique I've achieved now is phenomenal. Naturally, to be able to have done this up to this point, probably could have done this a lot faster with more knowledge, but I can't argue. You know, I think a lot of people had killed to look like this, considering like my genetic cards, if you will, and my factors that I've got to play with, because we can't control everything. But for me to get to that, you know, next, that just that, you know, when we always say we want to be a bit bigger, but that extra sort of 3 to 5 kilos, maybe it would take me another 10 years naturally. I do know there's more in the tank. You know, I'm not saying I know everything and I've got all the muscle mass, but I've definitely got close to my genetic limit. And this is now the time that I can use some assistance, you know, pragmatically, intelligently, with, you know, smart nutrition protocols, with smart training protocols, with all the rest protocols. I have everything lined up. I hardly drink. I maybe have one a week, if that. And if I don't drink, it doesn't bother me at all. I've got all the lifestyle things that are lined up, and I want to see what I can do with a little bit of help. And I think I'll be able to get a lot of progress. So for me, the goal is, you know, to look like a superhero the whole time. Although we can't be shredded, but we can be conditioned, and we can live a very good lifestyle. And this is a lifestyle, because I'm not someone who wants to go out and party it up and just be reckless. I love eating healthy food. I love moving my body in the gym. I love traveling. I love all these things. And you can do them all encompassing as well. And again, you know, I want to start a family with my beautiful girlfriend, Crystal, and we want to remain healthy. But all transparency, I never said I'd lie if I ever went enhanced. So we'll be documenting this journey. I'll be doing a lot more YouTube. The vlogs will be getting substantially better. I'm going to be putting a lot of time into that. So 2024 is big. I may jump on stage next year if I can put on enough size, albeit that I'll be using some assistance. I will do FMG again, and hopefully I will be going for my pro card in that category, fitness model or physique. And then I will return to the IFBB stage in 2025. In classic physique only. That is where I'm going to aim myself. More of the classic physique is always the physique I'd wanted. It's more about aesthetics. It's more about the symmetry. It's more about paying homage to what I believe to be is the pinnacle of physique. So I've got Frank Zane up on my wall in there, and that's kind of where I want to be. So thank you for sticking around, guys. If you are here, fucking hell, you've done well, because I know I've rambled on, but again, I'm reversing out. I'm up 3 or 4 kilos. I'm not doing anything too manic. I'm still eating all the same foods, but I'm eating out and enjoying and incorporating normal foods. I'm training frequently, but with a little less intensity. I'm giving my body that time. And then I'll fill you in on, again, all the specifics of that in the future. So look, thank you to each and every one of you who supported me to this day, whether it's a friendly comment, whether it's a subscribe, a like, and for all the athletes as well. You've been fucking amazing. For everyone who ran the federations, despite what I've said, thank you. I appreciate it. You've gave me inspiration, and it's all part of the journey. So I'll leave it there, because I think this is pretty damn lengthy. So thank you for getting this far. If you like the video, like it, subscribe, and prepare for more, because there's going to be a lot more information that is designed to not inspire, but help you with your own journey and fast forward to success. In the meantime, as ever, thank you.
Bye.